Hey there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you joining me today. We're finishing up our four-part series about the four major periods of Western classical music. We've learned about the Baroque, the Classical, and the Romantic period of music history in our past three episodes, which I will place links to in the show notes. And the final era, for now, is the one that you and I are currently in. You'll sometimes hear it referred to as the modern or contemporary era of music, or sometimes the 20th century and beyond is what it's called. And these terms all refer to music that's created from the 1900s onwards. During this time, this turn of the century time, musical styles became more diverse than ever before, and advancements in technology have made it easier for these new creations to reach and influence more people around the world. You might notice that we have a lot of isms in this era of classical music. We have impressionism, serialism, modernism, minimalism. And we also have a lot of subgenres such as jazz, ragtime, and blues. And many composers of the present day also continue to be inspired by composers of the past, of course. And they might compose music written in a Baroque style or a Romantic style. And composers are still writing operas and symphonies, even though these were forms of music that developed in the past. Minimalism, or process music, is music that comes from a process. Sometimes process music is created using traditional instruments and traditional techniques, such as the piece you're listening to now, which is called Piano Phase by Steve Reich. It is written for two pianos and uses a technique that he developed called phasing. The phasing works of Reich's two pianos typically start with two identical lines of music, which the musicians begin playing at the same time. And then one pianist speeds up, and then they come back to playing at the same speed, and then they might switch up the original motif a bit, but eventually they end in unison. And this whole phase cycle is repeated anywhere from 8 to 60 times during a performance of the piece, and usually lasts about 15 to 20 minutes. Towards the end of the 20th century and into our 21st century, film and video game music have become increasingly important. Think about how important this music is to a film the next time you watch a movie. Does the music make you feel a certain way? Does it increase the suspense in certain parts of a movie? Does it make an exciting part feel even more exciting? How about when you're playing a video game? Contemporary composers such as John Williams and Hans Zimmer are examples of composers who've written incredibly famous music soundtracks for films. If there is a theme to sum up the music of the modern era, it might be anything goes. Composers can be rock stars and DJs. Because technology has evolved at such an astonishingly fast pace, we have strange new sounds and synthesizers that can compete with, or even participate in, an orchestra. The sky's the limit. As always, I have loads of resources in this episode's show notes, which you can find at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/81 to help you continue exploring things that we've learned about in our episode today discussing contemporary period of music. And there's a playlist I've put together with some notable music from the modern era. There's links to previous episodes we've done on the podcast about specific composers who've written music during this time period. And again, you can find all of those resources at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/81. Thanks so much for joining me for this entire series on the four major periods of music history. I hope you've enjoyed learning about the many ways music has evolved through the centuries and can better appreciate music's ongoing importance and relevance in enriching our culture and our lives. I look forward to connecting with you for a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music in 2 weeks. Bye for now.